like the idea of the southerner failing to pronounce his R's. That R has a definite place in the English language.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a sound, it's spoken, that you can't put on paper any other way.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tease the Virginians whenever I'd fall in with them. They'd talk about going up to the hoofs.
Yeah.
When you're talking about house, you know.
Yeah.
I'd say to them, well, now, if H-O-U-S-E is who's fighting M-O-U-S-E moose.
Did your family pronounce, did your father and mother pronounce an R? Did they use an R?
Better than the average. My father didn't get over a third grade education, but he was a great student of history and commentary.
Do you think that had to do with the fact that they were Scotch-Irish?
Well, I don't know. You're trying to Scotchman loose, he'll get along somehow. I heard old Captain Jack one time. He was an old Indian fighter up there. He telling the sailors there in Havangool YMCA just outside the gate at Brooklyn Navy Yard about being down there one time some place in Florida visiting Andrew with $500 million in cash. See nothing about all his industries. And the boys knew this old Captain Jack wasn't anything but an old Indian fighter. Ride a Mustang over the desert, shooting at Indians, you know, and advancing our frontiers towards the Pacific and all that. That's all he wanted. He says to him, Andy, you know, the boy laughed a little. He says, that's right, boy, I call him Andy, why shouldn't I? He call me Jack. Well, Carnegie knew that old Captain Jack Crawford had everything he had except an industry and millions.
Mm-hmm.
They both turned loose out west by themselves. Captain Jack Crawford would get the first every time. He respected him as an equal.
I see.
But he spoke his language.
Uh-huh.
He spoke his own language.
Mm-hmm.
That was the language of pioneersmen, you know, Scotsmen.
Do you think the Scotch kept the... Did other Scotch people in this area keep their R at the end of words? Did they sound it? Or do you think that they acquired that at school?
That's one of those things I just wondered. I wonder sometime if the Southern people think it's a sign of culture. I don't have that idea at all.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wasn't in the North very long, I was a great stickler for English as it ought to be spoken
mm-hmm.
and ought to be written.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get the idea often that I'm a Yankee.
I see.
But if I go North, they wouldn't say that.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't know where I came from. I was concerned only with one thing, that is, speaking the English as it ought to be spoken. If there's an R in a word, I put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that the R, you know, may sound soft and pleasing to the ear in some kids until you talk about horse.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say horse, you know, that's the cheapest kind of slang used by niggers down here, you know,
uh-huh.
and low-grade white people.
That
ruined everything when you drop the R there and call him horse, you know.
Did your father or grandparents use the R?
My father was pretty much like I am.
Uh-huh.
He was uneducated, but he liked a lot being an illiterate man.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get his books on astronomy, and he'd study it. And wherever he found a subject that interested him, he'd dig deep into it,
mm-hmm.
try to find out the facts.
I see. Mm-hmm.
In that book, he will soon discover there that I don't swear by what the great scientists have found out about this or that, or say they found out. I just want to prove it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd be subject to criticism, and am.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got my proof, and they got to get theirs yet.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a college man one time about some findings in that book there. About the rattler, you know, having powers of fascination, laying his eggs in the ground, and swallowing their young to get them out of danger, and all that sort of thing. I have men swear that
mm-hmm.
on the Holy Bible, that they've seen it. And they know there could be no mistake about it. Some man wrote me and told me, he says, rattlers must be different in your part of the country from what they are up here. I said, no, the same thing. I said, you gentlemen in the colleges, you've had ever since the days of Adam to find out about some of these things, but you haven't found out yet.